Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Isikhathi sesedlule kancane ku 7:30 nawalambulela Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 17 nampalakazi 2017 nguChrist Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, intengo yempahla ezitolo iqhubeka iqonga, le mali isilela emabhanga ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa uZulu ukuthi impilo iza kuba ngcono phansi kombuso wakhe.
Silokudana okukhulu ngezinto ezilokhe zikhwela mahlayana ezinjengabo ama-basic commodities, besithemba ukuthi kuzatshintsha kodwa kuba wese. Isinkwa laso sikhwelile okungangokuthi asisenelisi ukusithenga nsuku zonke.
Amasotsha e-Western Nicholson abikwa ehlukuluza otshekeja efuna ukufumbathiswa ukuze baqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi wabo osekubangele ukuthi abaningi bengasayigebha igolide.
Masotsha maya kurudo kasilande entabeni ngalathi siye sentabeni singajiki.
Iqembu lokucindezela elebheju likaZulu liphakathi kwamalungiselelo okutshengisela lisola ikhefu lokumanyana kwebandla lezanu lelezaphu ele-Unity Day, kodwa amapholisa adonsa inyawo ekumapheni imvumo yokufola. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Intengo yempahla ezitolo iqhubeka iqonga ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa uZulu ukuthi impilo iza kuba ngcono phansi kombuso wakhe. Intengo yesinkwa, inyama lokunye ivuke isikhuphukile izolo, yona imali emabhanga ilokhu ililihlo lentwala. Intatheli zindaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Lokhu kuqonga kwentengo yempahla kubonakale kakhulu kuyona le nyanga kampalakazi, lapho le mali ehlawuliswa uZulu kumisebenzi ehlukeneyo layo ithe xaxa. Inhlolisiso enziwe zingcwethi kwezomnotho iveza ukuba intengo iqonge isukela kusilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini kusiya kokwedlula ikhulu phakathi kwenyanga kusukela lapho umongameli Mnangagwa ethatha intambo zombuso. Kumbiko wakhe awethule kubalandeli bebandla lakhe leZANU-PF ngesikhathi kungenwa umhlangano we-Special Congress, uMnangagwa ukuze osomabhizimusi labalungisa impahla ukuba behlukane lomkhuba wokufuna ukwenza imali yenzuzo eningi ngokwedlulise amalawulo ngesiphangiphangi. Kodwa osekusenzakala kusobala ukuba akekho okulaleleyo lokho, ngoba yilo lalo ebonakala esenza santando lapho ethengisa impahla yakhe kakhulukazi eyokudla. Lokhu kuchiye uZulu ilizwe lonke ephethe ongaphansi esethuswa yizehlakalo zokuqhubeka iqonga intengo yempahla ngokuphindiweyo. Ngempela viki uZulu uvuke esengobona ukuqonga kwentengo yesinkwa ngesilinganiso sokulichumi ekhulwini 10% sisuka kudola linye ukuya kudola lamasenti alichumi ilofu lilinye. Izakhamizi zeHarare okubalisa unkosikazi Mabel Mhlanga zitshengise udana ukhulu ngalesi sehlakalo.
Silokudana okukhulu ngezinto ezilokhe zikhwela mahlayana ezinjengabo ama-basic commodities, besithemba ukuthi kuzatshintsha kodwa kuba wese. Isinkwa laso sikhwelile okungangokuthi asisenelisi ukusithenga nsuku zonke.
Unkosikazi Mhlanga uthi okubuhlungu kuye labanye yikuba lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uZulu elungiselela ukuya kukhefu lekhisimusi.
Njalo okunye imholo kayikhweli, beke kulokho kukhwela izinto kuphela ama-shops kodwa umholo wona ungakhweli. Lokho kusithwalisa nzima kakhulu, siphatheka kabi kakhulu. Yilo uduwo esihlangana lalo kulezi insuku.
Umnumzana Caleb Shumba uthi lokhu kuqansa kwentengo yempahla kuyisibonelo ukuba ziza kuba nzima izikhathi esesingena kizo ngaphansi kwahulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa.
Kolongo kukwela kwa maprices kutshengisa ukuthi ikhulumende ukamnangagwa vele kasoza shintshe izinto lapha eZimbabwe. Kutshengisa ukuthi indibeko yabantu izaba lokhu kugcibekela phambili. Akusoze kube lenhlala kahle phansi kwekhulumende ekamnangagwa. Valeyi ikhulumende ikhulumende yamasotsha abakwazi ukuthi i-economy ihamba kanjani. So hayi singabukhangela izinto ezinhle ikhulumende ikamnangagwa.
Impahla ebalisa amafutha okuphekisa, ichukela, irayisi, iflawa kanye lochago lokunye okudliwayo sekubiza intengo ephezulu kulalokho obekuyikho khona kunyanga edluleyo. UZulu uthi kusobala ukuba osomabhizimusi bengelani lozulu okwabo kuyikufuna ukwenza imali yenzuzo ethe xaxa kuphela njalo bengalaleli lapho bekhuzwa inkokheli. Abe-Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers Association bathi lanxa lokhu kuqonga kwentengo kubangelwa yikuswelakala kwemali yakwamanye amazwe, okunye sekusengezwa yikuganga nje kwabosomabhizimusi. Ingcwethi kwezomnotho zona zithi izinto zilakho ukuqhubeka zisiba nzima kumuntu kazane weZimbabwe ngaphandle kokuba uhulumende abeke imithetho elukhuni ukwenqabela ukuqhubeka kokuqonga kwentengo yempahla elizweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Siyabonga Mavis. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izomnotho welizwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, othi yena lokhu kungaba kubangelwa yikuphiwa iholo lebonus okwenziwe izisebenzi zikahulumende.
Ye, lokho kuyinkinga ngoba siyazi ukuthi nxa umnyaka sophela uhulumende engavele akhulume ukuthi kuza kwala ma-bonus kumbe izisebenzi zikahulumende zizaziwa imali, abantu abathengisayo baba novalo lokuthi baphangiphangise ukukhweza izinto. Ngibona nje uhambelana lakhona okwenza ukuthi bezwe kuthiwa khona izisebenzi zikahulumende zizawuba lezimali ezithize kumbe ukuqandazele ma-bonus, kodwa into vele esivele siyijayele lapha eZimbabwe.
Okokuthi akula ezombusazwe lapha ezingazi khona, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela ukubana umongameli Mnangagwa ngumuntu ongani ubethembise ukuthi uZulu akhangele okungcono, kodwa kukhanya ubungcono bakhona bobikhona. Akula yini ezombangazela?
Ya phela yabona ukuthi nxa yena ekhuluma njenge-politician isizathu sakhe ngesokuthi achaze abantu, akutsho ukuthi into ayikhulumayo yinto eyenzekayo. Ngoba ipolitics ne-economy kuthiyene. Njengoba ngisitshe nje ukuthi singathi khona abantu bama-business vele i-enthusiasm lokuthakazelela inguquko balayo, kodwa sebekhangelele khona phela ubuhwaba bakhona phela ukuthi beze kuthiwa khona into ziyakhwela. Angikhona ukuthi into iyakhula ngomuza Mnangagwa, into ingakhucula i-economy umntwembi umuntu wethu ngenyanga eyodwa kumezimbili, hathi yi-long term. So asikhangeleni nje khonokho engikutsho ukuthi abantu bathabele nje ama-bonus la aza kuza ikube bekhwezini intengo yabo.
Manje ngokubona kwakho khona lokho okwenzakalayo kusoze kubangele na ukuthi uZulu abone ungani umongameli Mnangagwa uyehluleka njengalo amelamayo owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe?
Iqiniso phela kusuze kuthiyane, ngoba phela abantu nxa bethengisa ukuthi hatshi njengoba sengibusa mina izinto zizakuba ngcono, abantu babona umbuso ngendlela abaphila ngayo esingathi i-post of living. So nxa isibe sizathiwa isinkwa sesikhwelile sikhwelile lalokhu lakho ipetro vele yayisikhwelile, bagcina sebedana sekanti engxenye lo owayekhona wayengathi ngconywana ngoba kathesi lisithembisa ukuthi into zizaguquka kodwa zikhuquke. Yikho kufanele ukuthi nxa eguqula yena engakhangeli kuphela into zomnotho, bakhangele into ze-politics, ama-political conditions, ngokuthi abantu babona ukuthi into ziyaguquka nganeno langapha. Lokhu akukhuluma yiyazakala, kodwa abantu bakwakhathesi bazakhanya bedlana ngokukhwela kwentengo yezinto lezi.
Alo-ke umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi ecubungula izomnotho welizwe, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Linjani mahlabe zulu, linjani zulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo-6 AM, 2 PM, lango 7 PM eZimbabwe. Lisibamba kumakakasi ati 909 meter wave, 4930, 15580 laku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Nilakonjalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa kuFacebook ukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele. Land of sunshine, land of plenty, land of blue sky, land of
amasotsha e-West Nicholson abikwa ehlukuluza ojekeja abafuna ukufumbathiswa ukuze izembamgodi lezi ziqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi wazo osekubangele ukuthi abaningi bengasayigebha igolide. UVusisizwe Mkhwananzi usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
Buvike edluleyo endaweni e-West Nicholson lapho okugcwala khona izimbamgodi bubikwa amalunga ebutho amabili akade suka vimba umgwaqo ku-roadblock engenele ojekeje entabeni lapho abakepha khona igolide. Sixhumane lomunye wabo ojekeje laba ongathandanga ukwazakala ngoba isesabela impilo yakhe.
Masotha maya kurojo kasilande entabeni ngalathi siye sentabeni singajeki. Yathi isikorokoza njanjani wathona. Sikhona incwadi bambuluza kwena. Bebesifunela imali befuna ukudizwa basikhiphisa izimali. Basikhiphisa izimali bathi baphendulwa ngofor bazofuna eyinye. Umuntu ogebhayo one muntu ele-50, one muntu ele-50 bebengu-2. Bebezobhebenga nje bekwisitoti sobugebengu kwena. Babuya everyday bezothatha $50 each month.
So kule mbiko ethi amabutho asephatheka kundaba zokuhlukuluza abantu lanxa izikhulumeli zabo zisithi imifanekiso ethunyezelwana ngoZulu emafonini eminye yakhona ngeyakudala. Kodwa inhlanganiso ethula izehlakalo zokuhlukuluzwa eZimbabwe Peace Project ithi amanye amasotsha asevuke ubhova. Ingcwethi ecubungule ezombusazwe umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo uthi kuzahlala kule mbiko yokuhlukuluzwa kukaZulu libutho nxa liqhubekela phambili lisemphakathini.
Amasotsha kakhulu akhangele izitha eziphuma ngaphandle kwelizwe kumbe izitha ezingaphakathi kwelizwe ezingabe zihlomile ziyingozi. Nxa amasotsha esesenza umsebenzi wamaphoyisa lokhu kuyingozi kakhulu.
Iningi esabelweni sezansi emaNdebeleni ikakhulu abasakhulayo baziphilisa ngokwemba igolide ngenxa yokusilela kwemisebenzi. Kule mbiko njalo eveza ukuthi ibutho lihamba lisethusela uZulu ongabhalisanga ukuvota lisithi lo ezatholakala engelabufakazi bokubhalisa ukuvota uzawukhomba umuzwe lotshwala. Abanye bathi ibutho lalo selifunda amaqhinga amapholisa okwenza imali emgwaqweni ngobugwelegwele njalo sokuzafana lalapho amapholisa ezavimba wodwa emgwaqo ngesikhathi sombuso kaMgabe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi uzimisele ukulwisana lobugwelegwele elizweni njalo labo abazatholakala belecala bazaphelelwa imisebenzi. Imizamo yoxoxa leziphathamandla zebutho ngalolu daba iyehlule kodwa ibutho selikhiphe inombolo lapho uZulu okumele athele khona ethe wahlukumezwa ngabe budo. Le mbiko yokuhlukumezwa kwabojekeja iza ngesikhathi sokulokukhonona ngokuziphatha kwamanye amalungu ebutho okubikwa ihamba ehlukumeza uZulu. Ibutho lingconywe kakhulu ngoZulu ngesikhathi kugengulwa umbuzo kaRobert Mugabe kunyanga edlulileyo. Kodwa imbiko ethi ibutho selihlukumeza uZulu selidala ukuthi iningi lithi ngaye ibutho liyabuyela enkambeni lisuke ezitaladeni. NginguVusisizwe Mkhwananzi oyendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawundeni eGwanda.
Linjani madlaba ezulu, linjani izulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqodo ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo-6 AM, 2 PM nango-7 PM eZimbabwe. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 meter wave 4930 15580 laku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa kuFacebook ukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele. Land of sunshine, land of plenty, land of blue sky, land of
y Yebo ke Zulukandaba sesitholakala ke kuzikhathi ezinye ebesingelazo siyatholakala ke ngo 7:30 ntamba ekuseni sitholakale ngo 7:30 emini ngo 2:30 emini sitholakale njalo ngo 7:30 wantambama nsuku zonke yiko ke lingaya ke la ku website yetu voandebele.com. Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku short wave 4930 6065 15460 lagu 13860 kilohertz. Lila kwenjalo usithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Amalunga ebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele ANC abekhangelelwe ukuvotela umkhokheli walo ozelama umnumzana Jacob Zuma obe ngumongameli welizwe. Ukuvota lokhu kubikwa kumisiwe ngenxa yokudonselana kubangwa ezomthetho obungalandelwanga kahle. Abantu abathathu kade behlome okwesabekayo bangene kwenye isonto edolobheni leQuetta ePakistan bazikhuphula bafa ndawonye lamakholwa ayithoba minwe mbili. Iziphathamandla zakwele Australia zithi isizalwane sakwele South Korea sibotshiwe ngemva kobufakazi bokuthi besiyinsoli yeNorth Korea. Amabandla ezombusazwe elokhu esungulwa khona sokulesikhathi esifitshane ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho. Kulelinye njalo ibandla eselisunguliwe ake sizwe ingxoxo esiyenze lomkhokheli walo.
Ukhuluma nomnumzane Ncube lapha uCassidy Ncube and leading iZimbabwe Rainbow Democratic Party.
Leli libandla elisungulwe nini?
Libandla elisungulwe almost 5 months ago and then officially ke sazibika emphakathini, but all along umsebenzi usaqhubeka kuma grassroots ngoba sikholelwa ukubana nqali libandla labantu maliqale ngaphansi lingaqale liphezulu. Yinto esungulwe abantu baseZimbabwe.
Kahle kahle ibandla leli limeleni?
Leli bandla ke njengoba usibiza bana yi-Rainbow Democratic Party, ibandla elimele abantu bonke baseZimbabwe. Nxa ungakhangela iy'nhlungu ney'nhlupheko ebesiphila ngaphansi kwazo almost 38 years now kungenamehluko okhona. So besinabo-ke amaqembu esingababiza kubana ngama-opposition parties, but i-impact abake baba nayo bayenza kule indawo ayizange yaba nomehluko omncane. So sabona-ke kufanele ukubana siphakame sine sikhulumisane nesizwe, sikhulumisane nabantu ukubana sibe nenjongo inye ukubana sikhulule ilizwe lakithi ngaphansi kwencindezelo esingayibiza phecelezi nge-economic slavery siphakathi kuyo namhlanje.
Manje libandla lakho lilamalunga ilizwe lonke jikelele na, njalo ungasitshela ukuthi selilabantu abangani?
Kakhulu ngibuye ngizame ukubana iqesane ukubana ayisibe banjelani, cha libandla labantu eselisabalele kuwo wonke ama province njoba nangikhuluma sinamagatsha eHarare province sinamagatsha eMathebeleland and then sebenze nama inroads as well eMidland so siphakathi komkhakha khankaso already ama structures sewebunjiwe to the extent ukubana silungiselela ukhetho oluzayo sibheke kubana kube nama MPs nama councillors nama senators azomela amalungelo nenkululeko yabantu si khangela ubana singena ekhethweni ebhekane nalo njengobana ngishilo ukubana libenza labantu elisungulwe ngabantu from the grassroots levels so babizi balungiselela ukhetho esibhekane nalo oluka-2018
lona ibandla lakho limi njani ungasitshela nje abalutshwana abanye abakusekelayo labanye abalezikhundla zaphezulu
ngibuye njalo ngisikhumbuzane mnumzana ukubana ayisilo bandla lami ibandla labantu ngithemba ngithanda ukubana ngikugcizelele lokho yebo sesiqalile ukubana sibe nabantu abasisekayo bangicelile-ke ukubana ngibe yi-interim umongameli of which ngivumile ukubana ngibathungamele and already sinawo-ke ama-structures esinawo nationally sino-chairman wethu sibuye njalo sibe mobilizing usecretary wethu yes
ye uyabaqamba lapho izikhundla ezikhona ungasipha amagama abantu bona labo bathoyo ukuthi sebekhona abalezikhundla oziqambileyo
yebo nkosi yami ngingabasho lapha ukubana sinobaba uMasuku uDonald Don Masuku yes onguyenje osiphathele
lo-ke ngumnumzana Cuthbert Ncube umkhokheli webandla elitsha ele-Rainbow okwakathesi-ke asizweni ingxoxo engiyenze lo mcindenzeli wengoma zehausa u-Oskido u-Oscar Mdlongwa ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani lezi nsuku Oskido
No, I'm busy. I just finished my album, so I'm busy promoting album members.
Ithiwa yini album le?
I check it now available on iTunes 50 degrees, Oskido 50 degrees.
Lo umnyaka awuyenza ama shows akho lana oya kwenza eZimbabwe.
Well, I'm doing a lot of shows in Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Botswana, so I'm just all over. Yeah, I want to be played. So I'm just busy finishing my gig, guys. So 27 years is a big one, which is doing like a Wablawayo, which is big. It's really Amazon Sports Complex in India. So it's not just different artists. And then immediately, not quite a rap, it's a Cape Town, then...
Kukhona yini okukhangeleleyo ukuthi uphathise ama artists aweZimbabwe?
Well, I don't help. I own a particular area because I'm working with different artists. Because I don't limit myself. That's what I've been doing for years. As it is, I'm busy now with a brand new song, English Panamanje, not a video. So there's so many artists in Zimbabwe. So I don't put myself in one particular space, but yeah, in Zimbabwe I help the artists all over.
Ngapha ke kwele Melika bakhona okhangelele ukuthi usebenze lapho.
No, not at the moment. Umuntu engisebenza nawo Louis Vega is part of Masters at Work. Yabona, that's the person who I'm busy working with. At the moment.
Khona lapho owakwenza ingoma kaMahlathini leyana, kanti ungasitshela nje ukuthi laphana wayekwenza njani ukuthi kuzwakale nguye yena ohlabelayo but i-beat sitshintshile.
No, we had to go sifune i-vocalist ecula njengamahlathini and then from there we got the right person who owene voice efana nekamahlathini. Then from there ingoma yakhona bathi miruba melodi yalapitsheni nje lihulu ya phalaphala yalapitsheni nje lihulu. So therefore, to get the
right voice for that song.
Ah, it's one of my favorite. Ngiyathanda kakhulu.
No, ngiyabonga Nkosi yami.
Umculo wakho, indlela ocula ngayo kaThesi, ungathi wena yini igama layo? Umculo yaguquka sokulabo gqom lokunye kunjalo owakho ke.
No, you must understand ukuthi igqom is the part of kwaito. If ungamamela omunye phezu komunye, those are lyrics of kwaito. You understand? It's only, it has gone upbeat, so there isn't much difference. I check out the biggest songs now as a gqom, all the songs mostly kwaito lyrics. So for me, I think you must understand that as time goes on, there is always a change in the music industry. I wanna people change, and also they change different styles. I wanna still part of Kwaito. I'm there in the Kumi Pumamela. My new track called Ama Orange. Uzoizwa is a Kum track. Na Uzoizwa, which is Kama Orange. Siwani good teacher. Siwabisele. Siwabege panti. This is the Pinduga. We are born. So all the Kwaito elements are still there. So it's only that you must understand when generations change, people, they start calling this and that, but it's still like that.
Hayi kuyizwakala. Hayi mbongile kakhulu. Likhona yini lokugcina ungaliphosela abalandeli bakho?
Ah, mina ngithi maniza eAfrica, make sure that just check out my page at Oskido. I believe ngizobona ukuthi ngidlala kuphi. For those who are coming through, uyabona this side. Baniyazi ukuthi baningi abalandeli abakhona. So nani ningangithola, you can follow me on Instagram, it's Oskido I believe. Ku Twitter ngizomthola Oskido I believe. Ku Facebook ngikhona. And then je uyabona ni party kahle, yazi ukuthi that time of the year over in Fitipiti. Cela ni party kahle emakhaya, uyabona kube mnandi. Happy New Year in advance to everybody. Big up man, hola, akube mnandi lapho.
Okay, thanks a lot. Siyabonga mthwakazi omuhle, igama nguChris Gande. Bengixoxa ke lapho lo Oscar Mdlongwa oyazakala ngelokuthi Oskido, umcindezeli uproducer womculo wengoma zeKwaito engowe inkampani yeKalawa Jazzmi. Oskido I believe owekalawa just me yes kubela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo. Intengo yempahla ezitolo iqhubeka iqonga, le mali isilela emabhanga ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa uZulu ukuthi impilo iza kuba ngcono phansi kombuso wakhe. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Asidibaneni njalo ekuseni ngo 7:30. igama lami ngu Chris Gande, kodwa nxa ndinelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lingaya ku studio7@voanews.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu, asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.